This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein said the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs was crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I played part of the Kanye clip earlier, but I want to play the whole thing right now. Then I've got some news so good, so powerful, and we've been breaking a lot of big news here today, but this is really exciting. Trump is doing exactly what we blew up a few months ago and said he should do it. I'm not saying he's listening to us. Maybe he's listening to the same angel that God sent, but he is definitely hitting on all cylinders right now. We'll tell you about it when we come back, and then John Rappaport takes over. But Mike Levin did a great job breaking things down. This is next segment. You'll want to stay with us. But here's what Kanye had to say about the real. And it's not about virtue signaling to black people. You know, I know they train a lot of black folks to be racist and mean to white people. A lot of white folks didn't do anything. And they get pissed and start hating black people. That's just like showing blacks cops killing blacks, and they think all the whites want to kill them. It's all manipulation. But there's a larger plan, and if we just expose how blacks have been put on the globalist plantation as a beta test, like Australia's a beta test right now, it's game over. We come together, we'll still have problems, still have issues, but it's nothing compared to the post-human New World Order that doesn't want any people. Got that? Here's what Tanya had to say last night. It's big.
To the war show because it was a setup.
Right.
Now, okay, so now let's get to life. In 50 years, there's been 22 million, over 22,500,000 black people aborted strategically and on purpose. Planned Parenthood was set up and placed in minority communities to kill black people.
You talking about when Margaret Sanger, the originator of Planned Parenthood at the time, because a lot of people, when you say things like that, to in their defense, they say, well, Planned Parenthood today is a different organization. But what you cannot deny is these facts that Ye is about to give you right now.
Here we go. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was an avowed racist whose goal was to reduce the black population in America, and she succeeded. 80% of abortion clinics in America are in minority neighborhoods. Over 22,500,000 black babies have been aborted in 50 years. Over 1,000 black babies are aborted every day. So that means we are inside of it as we speak.
This is genocide. So wait,
we are inside of genocide as we speak.
What about the people that are going to argue and say, but, you know, Kanye doesn't have the right to speak on that because he's not a woman. The fact that Planned Parenthood does a lot of amazing things and they're in those communities because they need to be in those communities.
Well, I have to go to the word. God says He knew you before you were in the womb.
Yep, Jeremiah 1:5.
Yeah. So I got one other statistic. Abortion is the number one killer of black lives in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion kills more black people than HIV, homicide, diabetes, accidents, cancer, and heart disease. Watch this one. Combined.
Then they pump in the vaccines, the fluoride that dumbs us all down. They give us gangster rap. They have us kill each other. And then they sit back and try to make us all kill each other again. It's real simple. This is a globalist takeover. The full video is on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. That's why this broadcast is so important. That's why funding of it is critical, because without your money, we're not going to be on air. InfoWarsStore.com. I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you
once again.
My First Amendment. Right here. All right, let's talk about it. You want to talk about victory? I have told Trump, and obviously this is a common sense thing, it's the right thing to do anyways. And finding out the right thing to do is always the right thing to do anyways. New York's true nursing home death toll cloaked in secrecy. That's not an InfoWars.com headline. That's AP. See, everybody was saying 44% of the deaths were in nursing homes. There was like 6,000 in New York. But we had a group that crunched the numbers 2 months ago. It was over 10,000. Just with numbers publicly available. The word is they probably wiped out 15,000 old people in New York alone and in nine other states. And now they think it's 60% of the COVID deaths were old people. They sent people with flu and pneumonia into the nursing homes, told the families they couldn't be there so they could cover them up and kill them. So Letitia James, under orders of the governor, ordered nursing homes and said, we're not going to put sick people in a nursing home. That's a disaster. She said, I'll arrest you if you don't. So that criminal, Letitia James, and the criminal, Governor Cuomo, are in trouble. When AP puts it out, they're in a lot of trouble. New York's true nursing home death toll cloaked in secrecy. And the same thing in Michigan and Pennsylvania and all over the place. These are some evil people. They knew, the doctors told them that you do this, it's a death sentence. Now, Mike Levin on his show on The Blaze laid it out, did a great job, and pointed out that months ago, we first reported this, Cuomo erased his executive order ordering all this and hopes you forget about it. And hopes all Letitia James' attacks on the NRA and InfoWars make you forget that they're the real criminals. They're the ones that are mass murderers on record and ordered mass murder and deserve to be put in prison for the rest of their dirty, stinking lives. And now we're getting closer to real justice, and that's a beautiful thing. And then John Rappaport takes over. But here's Mike Levin.
It's amazing, again, that this guy Cuomo has a major speaking part during the lead up to the nomination of Biden while they continue to trash the President of the United States. This is why I spent a big chunk of time, maybe too much time in this program, going through the list of the things the Trump administration did and when they did it quickly. Their actions have been ubiquitous. They really seem to leave no stone unturned. And then we have one guy running a state who makes the biggest boneheaded decision you can imagine. And the minute I heard it, when I got that call, as I pointed out last time, I couldn't believe it. Now, Business Insider, Governor Cuomo's March 25 order that required nursing homes to admit patients who are suspected to have or had tested positive for COVID-19 has been deleted. And this is some time ago. From the state of New York's website, Fox News reported. The state of New York's website displayed an error message stating the page that you are looking for is not found, in place of a link to the original document. The March 25 order is only accessible through an archived version of the webpage posted by the Internet Archive's Wayback Machine. So he's trying to cover up his tracks here. And he's lied about it. He's given multiple excuses for this in the past. Federal guidelines required it. Federal guidelines required no such thing. You could have used that medical ship that was effectively empty. Well, they didn't tell me I could. But you didn't ask. They would have allowed you to use it, just as they allowed you to use the Javits Center for people who had the COVID virus. So over and over again, he lies. Before Cuomo released new guidelines on May 10, mandating that hospitals could not send COVID-19 positive patients back to nursing homes until they tested negative for the virus. Got that? So he reversed his course. The controversial order stated that, quote, no resident shall be denied readmission or admission to the nursing home solely based on a confirmed or suspected diagnosis of COVID-19. In other words, you have no say. And so that person who's sick, you can bring them into a healthy population. And these senior citizens are in nursing homes. You're in a nursing home. That's a last resort. That's where you're going to wind up mostly passing there or being taken to a hospital. And many people are very, very frail. You expect your parents or grandparents to be treated with respect and to get all the care necessary. You're paying a fortune for that nursing home coverage as well. But you're just assuming they're getting the best care possible when you go through this as a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter. And here, this governor is taking victory laps for what he did. Now, this order from March 25th also said nursing homes and adult facilities were, quote, prohibited from requiring a hospitalized resident who is determined medically stable to be tested for COVID-19 prior to admission or readmission. So if you know they have the virus, you can't turn them away. And you can't test them in advance to find out if they have the virus, because you can't turn them away. So what the hell are you going to do when you're a nursing home operator or medical director? You're stuck. All these people you're caring for, and many of them become friends. They're there. Some of them are there for a couple of years. You know they're going to be exposed to this. Unbelievable. Cuomo's office told Fox at the time that the State Department of Health regularly updates its website to avoid confusion, though his office insisted the May 10 order was not a backtrack of its previous order. It's unclear if Cuomo's office or the state's health department had a role in the removal of the March document. This is so sleazy. And then this from the Associated Press last week. New York's true nursing home death toll cloaked in secrecy. You know, if the government wasn't doing this, if Cuomo was the head of, let's say, a massive nursing home conglomeration, and he had put out that order to his nursing homes and to the personnel that worked there, this man would be up on charges. I mean, criminal charges. Now he takes a victory lap. Riverdale Nursing Home in the Bronx appears on paper to have escaped the worst of the coronavirus pandemic, with an official state count of just 4 deaths in its 146-bed facility. The truth, though, according to the home, is far worse. 21 dead, most transported to hospitals before they succumbed. It was a cascading effect, Administrator Emil Fazayov recalled, one after the other. New York's coronavirus death toll in nursing homes, already among the highest in the nation, could actually be a significant undercount. Unlike every other state with major outbreaks, every other state, New York only counts residents who died on nursing home property, not those who were transported to hospitals and then died. That statistic could add thousands to the state's official care home death toll of just over 6,600. But so far, the administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo has refused to divulge the number, leading to speculation the state is manipulating the figures to make it appear it's doing much better than the other states and to make a tragic situation less dire. That's a problem, bro, State Senator Gustav Rivera, Democrat, told New York Health Commissioner Howard Zucker, as you saw, during that legislative session. How big a difference could it make? Since May, federal regulators have requested nursing homes to submit data
on coronavirus deaths every week, whether or not residents died in the facility or at a hospital. So in other words, the Trump administration is trying to get true numbers, unlike the Cuomo administration. Because the requirement came after the height of New York's outbreak, the available data is relatively small. Now, they obviously the federal government decided to put in this rule in place because of Cuomo. Because as I read earlier, all the other states were already doing it. So Cuomo wasn't doing it. According to the federal data, roughly a fifth of the state's homes reported residents' deaths from early June to mid-July, a tally of 323 dead, 65% higher than the state's count of 195 during that time period. Even if half that undercount had held true from the start of the pandemic, that would translate into thousands more nursing home resident deaths than the state has acknowledged. Let me tell you a little secret. I think when this is finally over and we get the real data, these cover-ups and by Cuomo and some of these other governors, you're going to find that half of all the people who died as a result of this virus were in nursing homes and assisted living facilities.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, here we are again. Another meeting. And big news, very big news. Several major developments that I want to go over in detail. Because we have to. Because it's real. Because things are happening in all sorts of strange ways. So let's start with this. The CDC quietly released numbers about COVID deaths in the U.S. And basically what the numbers and the comments revealed was that out of, let's call it 161,000 deaths, something on that order, actually 6%, about 9,000 deaths could be attributed to only the virus. 94% of those reported COVID deaths were in people, elderly people, who had several prior serious medical conditions. This is a bombshell, a gigantic bombshell. It speaks to the possibility, actually, that there is some sort of an interagency war going on between the CDC and maybe NIH, maybe even Fauci, who knows? The CDC has been backed into a corner several times during this COVID insanity, and they haven't liked how it feels. We'll see about that. But I want to explain what this revelation means in terms of the numbers and so on. First of all, the cover story on this is, yes, we had 94% of these deaths were in elderly people that had serious prior medical conditions, but the actual cause of death is still the virus, SARS-CoV-2. Baloney. Baloney. Thick-cut baloney. That's part of the cover. The truth of the matter is, here's what causes these people to die. They're elderly. They're delicate. They're vulnerable physically and psychologically. They have serious health conditions going back years, even decades. They've been treated for years, decades with toxic medical drugs. They are terrified of being diagnosed with COVID-19 for all that they've been hearing about it. And then they are diagnosed with COVID-19 on no basis whatsoever, a phony test. And then, to top it all off, they are isolated and completely cut off from family and friends. Alone. Some of them even put on ventilators, breathing ventilator, and they die. They check out. They die. They go. No virus required. No virus necessary. What I've just explained is all you need. And you don't even need the ventilators, which are killers in and of themselves. So for the CDC to admit that 94% of COVID deaths, the official number in the U.S., really occurred in the elderly who have several prior serious medical conditions, is tantamount to an admission that the entire thing is a complete hoax. The entire virus story, the entire COVID fear porn, the entire COVID operation, the entire lockdown, the entire social distancing, the masks, the isolation, the quarantines, the economic destruction, all a complete and utter fabrication hoax based on nothing, as in nothing. That's the takeaway. That's the revelation, if you understand it and go below the surface. It's very important to grasp this, because the propaganda will give you time and time and time again, no, 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 no. Yes, it's the elderly and they have prior medical conditions, but they are uniquely susceptible to the virus and the virus is actually killing them anyway, blah, 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 blah. Wrong, 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 wrong. Nonsense, complete crap, irrelevant. So, you can take the death figures for COVID in the United States thus far, and you can chop off 94% of those, and you would end up with roughly 9,000 instead of 160,000. 9,000 does not a pandemic make, does not an epidemic make. And of course, as many of you know, and my readers know, I would take it much further than that because for the last several months, I've been offering compelling evidence that they never isolated or purified or discovered a new virus in the first place. That's another whole issue, which I've gone over many times on the show here. For now, we're putting that to the side. Based on the official CDC admission and the truth, you could say in the United States, 9,000 COVID-19 deaths by official statistics. That's not a bad flu season. That's not a severe flu season. That's not an ordinary flu season, again, by official numbers. That's a very minor flu season. That's no reason to do anything but go about your life, your work, your business, the whole deal. Utterly incredible confession from the CDC. It's been reported, but always with these conditions and obscurings and so forth, and we give you this, we take that away, we admit that, we don't admit this, all of that insanity. That's just the first gigantic development this week. There's more, and I'll give it to you after the break. Don't go anywhere.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders, about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Okay, we're back. Second gigantic development this week. This is out of the New York Times. 90% of all people who have tested positive for the virus are false positive. That's the beginning of that article. And the reason that the Times gives, and they quote various public health experts and so on, is because, quote, the amount of virus found in the bodies of these people is so infinitesimal that it couldn't possibly do that person or a flea any harm, and it would not be contagious from person to person. That's in the Times article. Right there. Up to 90%, and this means case numbers we're talking about, because a positive test for the virus, the PCR test, translates into case number. Same idea, same definition. But now it's like, wait a minute. You could subtract 90% of all the cases based on positive tests, and then you would be left with 10%, which you would then call actual cases. Another stunning revelation. Another chop down, fantastic chop down of percentages and numbers that leave the story completely crippled, the covert op crippled, the fakery crippled. Now, of course, what the Times does from that point on in the story is turn right around and say the solution is more testing. Of course, Town Hall website pointed this out. More testing, better testing, and so on and so forth. Now, there are levels below this that we can probe into about the test. What are we talking about here? Actually, the test is not even testing for a virus at all. Infinitesimal amounts, large amounts, little amounts, medium amounts, forget it. The test is based on RNA, which is assumed to be part of a virus, but not proven ever. So that takes us even further from the truth, much further from the truth. And as the Times actually reveals, if you read far enough in the article, although it does it in a pretty muddy fashion, the mechanism of doing this PCR test, which is rather complicated, gives you whatever you want to get. You do enough what's called cycles of the test, where you keep on amplifying these infinitesimal amounts of whatever. You'll get all kinds of results from that. Oh, we didn't see this, we didn't see that, we didn't see this. Much in the same way that if you were to take an ordinary photograph and, say, blow it up 100 million times, you would begin to see, what is that? And, hey, what is this little thing floating around? It becomes meaningless. At which point you could say pretty much we found anything we want to, including a virus or whatever, in the amplified test. The test is a sham, a scam. I've approached it 19 different ways and proved it over and over again. The test itself has never been validated for its use as a diagnostic tool. The inventor of the test, Carrie Mullis, who won a Nobel Prize for it, said that it should not be used as a diagnostic tool in disease. The kind of large, coherent study that should have been done before the PCR test was ever approved for public use was never done. In fact, there were several types of studies that should have been done. One, for instance, to show what happens if you take a test sample from a patient and you send it to 50 different labs, each of which does their own PCR test. Are you going to get back same results from all 50 labs? Are you going to get back 15 different results, 30 different results, 42 different results? That large study has never been done with, say, 1,000 patients and tissue samples from each one and 50 different labs. Never done. another large study on the PCR test that has never been done, never will be done, is its ability to predict who is sick or who will get sick. Large-scale study, never been done. I've outlined how it could be done in the real world, not in the lab, using, again, 1,000 patients. You take samples from each one, and you say to the lab, now tell us which patients have huge amounts of virus in their bodies, because they will surely be sick. That's supposedly how you get sick, with millions or even billions of virus actually replicating in the body. And then the lab would come back and say, okay, patient number 23, 46, 52, 187, 326, they were all very sick because they all have huge amounts of virus in their body. Now you unblind those patients. Are they indeed sick, or are they running marathons and swimming across the English Channel? Let's find out. Large-scale study like that on, say, 1,000 patients, never been done, never will be done. Why? Because the people who are making money off the test and using the test to frighten the population and do fake numbers of COVID victims don't want the truth to be known. These are just some of the issues that underlie the Times article, which they don't want to get into. But they say enough in the opening paragraphs of the article that up to 90% of all people who have been diagnosed with COVID in the U.S. as a result of these tests are false positive. 90%, leaving, by their estimate, 10% of the figure that we've been fed. I mean, that is completely outrageous, and there it is in black and white. I've quoted it from the Times. So now take the two revelations that I've explained here, the fake COVID death numbers, it's really only 6% of the actual figure, or the official figure, and the Times revelation that up to 90% of all COVID cases are false positive, they're not real cases. And from those two revelations alone, what would any sane person conclude if they knew nothing else? It's over. It's done. It's finished. Whatever we were calling this, pandemic, epidemic, outbreak, whatever, it's over. It's finished. Come out. Outdoors. No more lockdowns. No more masks. No more distancing. Go back to work. The economy's wide open. No more regulations. No more crap. No more insanity. No more new world order. Back after the break.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Third big time story of the past week. Someone discovered, this goes back to the PCR test again, COVID test, that one of the so-called primers, and I'll try to explain that in a minute, used in the test is a section of DNA that is identical to a little sequence of DNA present in apparently all humans. It's just there. So the implication of that would be that the test would simply be testing for a bit of human DNA that's already there in everybody. And if it registers positive, that's what it's registering positive about. Boom. Recently watched an interview done by David Icke with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, in which Kaufman said, yes, he verified this, that is so. And apparently this is a World Health Organization PCR test. You have to understand there's about, at last count, from what I've been told, about 33 different PCR tests that are being used around the world. The World Health Organization has their test. So my first question was to myself and to anybody who wanted to try to answer it. So you mean that anybody who's tested using the World Health Organization test is automatically going to test positive for the virus because it's just registering on this piece of human DNA that's already in everybody? And so I've been going back and forth with that because that's a bit dangerous. In other words, for the World Health Organization to risk being discovered using a test that would be 100% positive on everybody. So how could they manipulate and rig and slide and slither and slip and slide in order to make things work out for them? Well, there are several ways, and I'll just mention one of them. And that would be, for example, suppose the World Health Organization has four or five different PCR tests. And they kind of mix and mingle them all together under one basic umbrella label. So it looks like it's only one test, but it's actually several. And in one of those, they use this little piece of DNA, which is called a primer. It helps in amplifying the test sample that they're using. It's part of the process of amplification. And in that particular test, people will test positive. They hide out, they obfuscate, they obscure, etc., etc. There's more to be learned about this. But it's another giant revelation that a test could actually be looking for, melding with, registering positive on a piece of human DNA that's in everybody that has nothing to do with disease, that's just part of the deal of being human. Yeah. Amazing stuff this week. Another giant rally in Berlin. Huge numbers of people. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. addressed the crowd. Big rally in London, Trafalgar Square. David Icke talked, among others. Fantastic work on the part of the organizers, the speakers. Yeah. I watched long video of this. At first, I thought, oh, gee, that looks like there's only 100 people there, maybe 50, whatever. And I kept on moving ahead, and the crowd kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. There's David, for those of you watching. A rousing, great talk. Ended with freedom. That's what we're talking about. Freedom. So all the data that I've been giving you here and the analysis of that data is all based on showing that the whole thing is a charade. From the beginning, it was a charade. It was a con, a hustle, a tap dance, a plan put in place as a bridge, as a gateway to take us into another age, another era, another world, a world invented for us. Not the world you want, not the world I want, not the world you want to imagine and invent and live, not the world I want to invent, imagine, and live. Their creation, globalist creation, technocratic creation, imposed upon us under the pretext that things have gotten so bad that we can never go back to the way it was, and we have to have global governance and no more borders, and we have to have top-down control to make sure that we don't have another horrible worldwide pandemic. That means real-time surveillance, wall-to-wall of the entire planet, China, which is the model for all of this, is now in the process, and I've mentioned this on the show before, but I'll mention it again because it bears understanding. Their objective, as announced by the top of the regime in China, is to have real-time surveillance of every inch of the country, indoors, outdoors, all the time. Can you grasp that? And this is not just some, oh, yeah, we'd like to have. No, this is a program. This is a priority. This is a gigantic, expanding infrastructure of government-attached institutes and companies in China working to achieve this. That's the model. To know in real time what is happening, who's doing what, who's saying what, everything that can be learned about what is going on in every inch of square space, inside, outdoors, in all of China. A panopticon effect, not just from one point of view, but from so many different vectors, which would be cameras, swarms of drones, some of which are disguised as doves with cameras and so on and so forth. All manner of this kind of surveillance, including sensors that would be placed inside the body to report out real-time physiological data on changes happening in the body and brain. All of this registered, recorded, observed in real time, and the biggest job of all, to collate it, organize it into profiles of everybody, and use it for social credit, for control, for behavior modification, for surveillance, for pre-knowledge and pre-prediction of what people are going to do. This is all announced. I'm not giving you something that is, you know, in secret files. This is all there to be known, to be seen, and it is the model. And China is already exporting this model to other countries, pieces of it. They love to do this, for example, in impoverished countries, in chaos-ridden countries, where they can say to the government, we know you can't afford what we have to sell you, but we'll make a deal with you, a draconian deal. This is just the beginning of understanding all of this, but I wanted to include this at the end of today. Many thanks. John Rapp.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.